This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Most states that have legalized marijuana have decided to regulate it like we do alcohol. You go to a state licensed store, you buy the product, and then you pay the state government some taxes on it. Vermont has taken its own approach, and it's a unique one. In that state, it's legal to grow your own, but it's illegal to buy or sell it, so that makes for a pretty unusual economy. The New Yorker's Sue Halperin, who lives in Middlebury, showed us how it all works.
After legalization, I noticed that almost everybody I know who had a garden of some sort was trying their hand at growing marijuana. I have a friend who was drying it in his sauna. I have a friend who was growing it among his tomato plants. And everyone seemed to have this surplus. I mean, you had to beat people away who wanted to just show up at your house and give it to you. It's just like, I mean, it was crazy. I decided that I wanted to find out how this was playing out in the state.
Pines Road, which is very, very, which is a dirt road, which is now we're really in Vermont. We're in. So we're going to go talk to David Zuckerman, who is a very interesting fellow because he is our lieutenant governor. He is also a farmer. Zuckerman's farm, Full Moon Farm, is in Hinesburg, Vermont, and it's one of the most productive farms in Vermont.
Okay. So this is parsnips. This is about a half an acre of parsnips for winter storage. And actually, you just got a whiff because we're walking towards the cannabis. You can see the cannabis.
I mean, we're pretty far away from it.
Right now, the way the law reads, any Vermonter who's over 21 can grow 2 mature marijuana plants and 4 immature plants for their personal use. Zuckerman isn't doing that. Instead, he has a license, a commercial license to grow hemp. But the thing I learned, and it just kind of surprised me, was that hemp and marijuana are actually the same plant. They're both cannabis. And the only distinction is that hemp has very low levels of THC, which is the compound that gets you high. So it's classified differently under federal law, which is why instead of having 6 cannabis plants, David Zuckerman has 500.
Pretty far away from it. It's huge. I mean, it looks like a forest.
Some of them are as much as maybe 8, even 9 feet tall, some of those spikes up over there. And literally 2 weeks ago, it was almost 2 feet shorter. And try not to touch the flowers directly too much. You can touch the leaves.
And when will the hemp come due?
Well, I'm learning. My understanding is sort of you can harvest it whenever you want. The risk of going too late, you have more risks of molds and diseases. And if you go too long, you also have a risk of growing hot product on the THC side.
What Zuckerman means is that the bigger his hemp plants get, the more THC they have in them. The more THC they have in them, the more they resemble marijuana plants rather than hemp plants. And if they go over a certain level, then they are marijuana plants. And David Zuckerman suddenly is looking at a large fine and possibly jail time, which is really not a very good look for the lieutenant governor.
So tell me about cannabis reform. You said that you've been doing this for a very long time. Why aren't we getting the tax revenue that we could get if we had dispensaries?
Well, that's a great question for other people. I have advocated for a well-regulated dispensary system that would promote small-scale agricultural production with a craft product, much like we have in our beer side of things, that would draw tourists who would then stay at our bed and breakfasts, hike in our mountains, all the other great things that people do in Vermont, and really expand our economy, not only just from a tax revenue on cannabis perspective, but boost our tourism revenue, which is really one of the backbones of Vermont's economy.
Bye.
Route 7.
Okay.
So just go that direction, and okay. Eventually you're going to hit one of them.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. See ya.
Bye.
So we're on our way to Proctor, Vermont, and I'm supposed to talk to a guy I found on the internet named Jeff Bugay.
I was at Ace Hardware, and I came out, and somebody was reading my sign on my car and was like, ah, you're the weed guy, huh? And I was like, yeah, cannabis. I do hemp also. And he was like, I live right around the corner. Can you stop and look at my plants? And I was like, absolutely.
Jeff runs a company called Homegrown Vermont Professionals, and he drives around the state making house calls for people who want to grow their own marijuana. He's kind of like the weed doctor.
What do you do for someone? They call you up and they say, hey, Jeff, I want to grow, but I don't know anything about it. What do you do for that person?
Okay, well, what I will tell you is literature and what supplies to get if you're serious, and we would schedule a consultation. And I would come to your house and I'll evaluate where you want to set it up. Where is the best place in your house? If you only have one spot, then we'll work with that.
So you can't sell anything that is actually plant material. So where is people supposed to get the seeds or the plants if they can't buy them?
I offer two free plants with a home consultation. A 1-hour consultation, you get two free potted plants to get going, you know.
So you don't need to buy seed because you're giving someone a plant?
I'm giving them free plants or free seeds or free cuttings. The loophole that they left in the law was it's okay to gift. And for me, it's ridiculous to think that you can possess it, you can use it, you can carry it, you can grow it, but you can't buy it or sell it in any way, shape, or form. And that's where I come in with the free gifts.
There is a gifting loophole in the law, and people have taken a lot of advantage of it. Not long after it became legal, the Vermont Attorney General, T.J. Donovan, said he would consider any gift of marijuana that had a financial aspect to it to be illegal. But Jeff says that's not really stopping anybody.
There's a place around here I saw on Facebook. Actually, there was two or three that I saw. You buy a wooden rose and you get a bag of weed free. You know, you buy a 12-pack of cookies and you get a bag of weed free. You know, so there's a lot of people doing it and very blatantly doing it. I mean, running ads on Facebook. So, and that's not my game. That's not my bag, if you will.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Our last stop of the day is to visit my old friend and neighbor, Sherry Brown, who I met probably a dozen years ago when our daughters went to school together.
Good to see you.
Are you stoned?
I just had to ask.
Okay, no. But can we have some of these?
Yeah, are you hungry?
Sherry is the innkeeper at Blueberry Hill, which is maybe the most iconic inn in Vermont. She's also a master gardener.
We're looking at Sherry's garden, which has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plants. Where's the 6? Oh, it's over there. I can't see it.
Two of them are called wedding cake. One is called blue cheese. The three little plants that we had last year produced quite a bit.
So that's, I mean, everybody I knew who was growing had so much, and they were just like, take some, have some. And it was just like zucchini.
I know. I love that. I can see it just landing on my front doorstep, couldn't you?
Sherry is also a master baker. And before I left, she offered me some blueberry weed muffins.
We'll see. I have these muffins here. I don't really know how effective it'll be, but you can have some and try them.
I can't because I can't eat wheat.
Since I can't eat wheat, I couldn't eat the muffins, so I passed them on to my producer, Rhiannon Corby, who agreed with very little persuading. to be my proxy.
And you're not driving anywhere after I drop you off.
It's true.
And you can try it and you can report back.
Okay, we'll do it. Yes. Let's check in every 15 minutes. So would you recommend one muffin?
I would recommend to start with.
I would recommend you taking two muffins. Do you remember that?
Sue Helprin, reporting from her home state of Vermont. And the muffins I heard were fabulous.
Did you see all the blueberries?
No, I want to look at the blueberries. If I'm going to be addicted to some substance, it's going to be blueberries.
Yeah, I'm pretty addicted to blueberries.
WNYC Studios is supported by W.W. Norton & Company, publishers of The Road to Freedom, Economics and the Good Society, by Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The Road to Freedom, essential reading for those committed to the American ideal of an economic and political system that delivers well-being, opportunity, and meaningful freedoms for all. The Road to Freedom, available now wherever books are sold.